know what it is. What is it, the 18th?
Today.
Okay, this is January 18th, 1991, and at the home of Phyllis and Jesse Marks at Glenville, West Virginia. Check, check.
This is called The Devil and the Old Woman. I first sung it at the folk festival. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. Little old man lived under the hill. If he ain't moved away, he's living there still. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. The devil came to him one day, said, one of your family I'm going to take away. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. Take her, oh, take her, oh, she's a joy in my heart. I hope by golly you'll never part. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. He took her to the forks of the road. Says the old lady, you're an awful load. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. He took her to the depths of hell, said, stir up the fire and we'll scorch her well. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. Little devil was a rattle and a chain, and she up with a hatchet and split out his brain. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. Little devil was sitting on the wall, said, take her home, daddy, she's a-murdering us all. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. Little old man, he peeped out the crack. He seed the old devil come a-wagging her back. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. Little old man was sick in the bed, and she up with a butter stick and paddled his head. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. Little old woman went a-whistling over the hill. Said the devil won't have me, I don't know who will. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. Now you see what a woman can do. She can outdo the devil and the old man too. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. Though women have the advantage over the men, they can go to hell and back again. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. This is called God's Most Restful Place, and I wrote it when I was 32 years old. I still had hopes of being somebody then. Tell me, wayworn traveler, I would ask a question true. Is there any place neath heaven you can find the sky more blue, or the brook more babbly merry as it hurries through the glen, just to shine in brilliant diamonds, dust to cool tired souls of men? In this hurry-scurry race, the cool-clad hills of West Virginia is God's most restful place. Yes, there are those who would destroy all of nature's beauties fair. They would plow and chop and chisel, try to explore everywhere. But the God who made this glory looked down sadly on this sight, and he touches hearts of others to preserve with all their might. Here we have our canyons deep and long, and the caverns where the chieftains planned their tribal song. Bright streams toss and tumble in a misty waterfall, and in autumn's bright blue weather you can hear a wild duck call. Think, my fellow West Virginians, think and ponder, if you will, while God in all his glory did our state with rapture fill. Yes, he surely must have loved us to endow our land so well. Let us show him that we thank him for making it safe for folks to dwell. Ever mindful of each blessing, as our heart with pride doth fill, and we proudly tell each traveler, I'm from these West Virginia hills. Want me to say anything about it?
Okay. Ready?
This song, the original song, was written in 500, and it was about puddings and things that, like that that they ate, but the story was the same, that where the man tried to sweet talk his wife into barring the door and she tried to nag him into it. But this song was called Get Up and Bar the Door, and the original song was written in 500, and it was about going in and eating the puddings and various things like that, but it's been changed over the years. But the story's still the same, where the man tries to sweet talk his wife into doing something, and she tries to nag him into doing something, but in the end, I think she had the last word. It's called Get Up and Bar the Door. Oh, the wind blew high, the wind blew low, it blew all over the floor. When John Jones said to Jane, his wife, get up and bar the door. Oh, I have worked so hard, said she, I've washed and scrubbed the floor. Get up, you lazy man, get up and bar the door. Oh, I have worked so hard, said he, I'm sure I can't do more. Get up, my darling wife, get up and bar the door. And so between the two they made a pact, a solemn vow they swore, that the very first one to say a word would have to bar the door. So the wind blew high, the wind blew low, it blew all over the floor. But still no one would say a word for barring of the door. Three robbers came along that way, they came across the moor. They saw a light and walked right in, right through the open door. Oh, who's the good man of this house? Is he rich or is he poor? But still no one would say a word for barring of the door. So they ate their bread, they drank their ale, they said, come give us more. But still no one would say a word for barring of the door. I'll pull the old man's beard, said one, I'll beat him till he's sore. But still no one would say a word for barring of the door. I'll kiss his pretty wife, said one, of her I would adore. And then the old man shook his fist and gave a mighty roar. Oh, you'll not kiss my wife, said he, I'll throw you on the floor. Said Jane, now John, you spoke a word, get up and bar the door. Said Jane, now John, you spoke a word, get up and bar the door.
Okay.
This is this little silly poem I made one day called Them West Virginia People. Them West Virginia people am the best I ever seen. They are so very witty, and their minds are sharp and keen. And best of all them people, when times gets rough and hard, they just hums and sings a little and don't complain of being tired. 'Cause they know what troubles a thing us humans gets. So they hums and sings a little, and they never ever quits. So take a listen, growlers, and don't give up when things gets rough. Just hums and sings a little, and you'll get to heaven sure enough. Okay, this is called My Highland Laddie. And I know I learned this from my mother, but I don't know how many years ago. Oh, where and oh, where has your Highland Laddie gone? Oh, where and oh, where has your Highland Laddie gone? He's gone to fight the foe for King George upon his throne. And it's all in my heart, I wish him safe at home. What clothes, in what clothes, was your Highland laddie clad? What clothes, in what clothes, was your Highland laddie clad? His bonnet Saxon green, and his waistcoat is a plaid. And it's all in my heart, I love my Highland lad. Suppose and suppose that your Highland lad should die. Suppose and suppose that your Highland lad should die. The bagpipes would play o'er him and I'd lay me down and die. And it's all in my heart, I wish he might not die.
Danny Hawker's getting...
Oh.
Ready?
This song's called Go Down to Old Ireland, or I don't really know. It's hard to tell what the songs are that I learned when I was young. Go down to Old Ireland if you want to know how many it takes to milk an old yo, two at the head and two at the hams, and two little Irish kids to box off the lambs. Larry, whoa, 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 Larry, whoa. Go into their house, there's mud to your knees. Go into their beds and you're covered with fleas. Larry, whoa, 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 Larry, whoa. Go into their cellar, there's buttermilk strong with wiggle tails in it full 7 feet long. Larry, whoa, 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 Larry, whoa. I can always... This is called I Never Done Nothing for Nobody. I guess it is. I just... Things I picked up when I was a kid. When summer comes all cool and clear, and my friends see me draw near, who says, come in and have a beer? Nobody. And I never got nothing from nobody, and I never done nothing for nobody no time, and until I get something from somebody sometime, I don't intend to do nothing for nobody no time. When winter comes with its ice and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet, who says, here's two bits, go and eat? Nobody. And I never got nothing from nobody, and I never done nothing for nobody no time, and until I get something from somebody sometime, I don't intend to do nothing for nobody no time. That was a hard one, wasn't it? I guess this is called I Never Got Nothing From Nobody, but it's hard to give titles to songs I just picked up when I was a kid. When summer comes all cool and clear, and my friends see me drawing near, who says, come in and have a beer? Nobody. And I never got nothing from nobody. And I never done nothing for nobody no time. And until I get something from somebody sometime, I don't intend to do nothing for nobody no time. When winter comes with its ice and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet, who says here's two bits, go and eat? Nobody. And I never got nothing from nobody. And I never done nothing for nobody no time. And until I get something from somebody sometime, I don't intend to do nothing for nobody no time.
I thought you could tell me how he used the corn. What did he do, Phyllis?
Took a chaw of tobacco out of his mouth and bound it on the corn on my toe and took the corn off.
How did you have to leave it on there a while? Or?
Overnight.
Yeah, and then the cord came off?
Yeah.
Huh.
He used it as a poultice?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know the name of this song either, but you can put one to it. It's about President Lincoln. Starting life in a humble cabin, toiling early, toiling late, Lincoln rose to become the captain of our mighty ship of state. Truest friend of the meek and lowly, and with liberty for all, 'twas his heart led a stricken nation when he heard his country call. Ere a century now has vanished since the day that gave his birth, but the memory of his greatness shall not perish from the earth.
Okay.
This poem's about my mother. She just loved to fish. And the aunt in the story was my stepfather. He didn't do these things, but anyway. Arlene was a little lady whose intentions were very good. She'd get right out in the garden and hoe as hard as she could, and then she saw a fishing worm. Alas, alack, poor soul. Every time she looked at it, she thought of a fishing pole. She hid that worm away in the can and tried hard not to look, but every time she looked at it, that soon tempt... Do you want me to start again? This poem's about my mother. Her name was Arlene. and she loved to fish. Arlene was a little lady whose intentions were very good. She'd get right out in the garden and hoe as hard as she could. But then she saw a fishing worm. Alas, alack, poor soul. Every time she looked at it, she thought of a fishing pole. She hid that worm away in a can and tried hard not to look. But soon temptation got the best of her, and she had to put it on the hook. The weeds did grow in the garden there while Arlene tossed the line. And Ott came home, and Howie did swear because it was supper time. Arlene came home weary and tired, and Ott met her at the door and whipped her very hard. And then she put salve on her wounds and said with a grin, "Just wait till you're gone, and I'll go fishing again." This song I learned from my mother, and she said it was made up out of song titles. I don't know if she did it or some of her family, but it goes like this. There's a charming little widow, and she keeps a candy store where the little children buy their chewing gum. She sells taffy for a penny, and her name is on the door. There's music in the voice of Widow Dunn. Alina Lana's starry banner, slavery days, boys, everyone. Do you love me, little Moriarty? We're sung by the little Widow Dunn. Oh, she's from the County Kerry, and her husband was a pip, and in the English army beat a drum. Singing Holy Moses, why can't you give it lip? There's music in the voice of Widow Dunn. Alina Lana's starry banner, slavery days, boys, everyone. Do you love me, little Moriarty? Are sung by the little Widow Dunn. This is Whistling Gypsy. A whistling gypsy came over the hill, a whistling gypsy rover. He whistled and sang till the green hills rang, and he won the heart of a lady. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, da-day, ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-day-dee. He whistled and sang till the green hills rang, and he won the heart of a lady. She left her father at the castle gate. She left her own fond lover. She left her servants and her state to go with her gypsy rover. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, da-day. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-day-dee. She whistled and sang till the green hills rang, and he won the heart of a lady. He's no gypsy father, she said, he's lord of his lands all over. I'll stay with my love till my dying day in the arms of my gypsy rover. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, da-day. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-day-dee. He whistled and sang till the green hills rang, and he won the heart of a lady. I learned this poem from my mother. I'm not sure that she wrote it, but it seemed quite a lot like her life, and she did write lots of poems. It's called Riches. I've never owned a river's farm, nor storied house in town. I've never owned a ruby ring, nor silver-spangled gown. I have not viewed far mountains, nor stood beside the sea, and vows of deathless passion were never made to me. But these are things that I have had. Blue aprils, gold of sun, a bit of garden by a brook, deep sleep when work was done, a neighbor's cheery call at dawn, and best, I did not miss an honest love, a home to mind, and little hands to kiss. What would a woman do, I ask, with riches more than this? This is just a little silly thing I learned at school. I believe it wasn't the first little song I learned, though, but it goes like this. The milkman's horse is sleek and fat. In summertime he wears a hat that lets his ears come through. I like a hat like that, don't you? I like to let my ears come through like that, don't you? Okay. I used to sing this to my children, and when somebody came to tape some songs, Dr. Patrick Gaynor, my 5-year-old, said, "Sing Three Men, One a Honey." So this is it. Three men went a hunting, so the people say. They met a bullfrog by the way, a bullfrog by the way. The Englishman said it's a bullfrog, the Dutchman he said nay. No, said Pat, it's a gooseberry pie with the top crust blowed away. Three men went a-hunting, so the people say. They met a haystack by the way, a haystack by the way. The Englishman said it's a haystack, the Dutchman he said nay. No, said Pat, it's a country church with a steeple blowed away. Three men went a-hunting, so the people say. They met a polecat by the way, a polecat by the way. The Englishman said it's a polecat, the Dutchman he said nay. No, said Pat, it's a bottle of musk with a stopper blowed away. It's called Molly Bander. Some people call it Molly Bond. Come all ye young heroes who handles a gun, beware of your shooting at the downset of the sun. Molly Bender went out walking when a shower came on. She went under a beech tree the shower to shun. Young Jimmy went out hunting, it was late after dark. He shot at Molly Bender, and he missed not his mark. He ran up to her, and he saw she was dead, and a shower of tears in her bosom he shed. He ran to his uncle with his gun in his hand, saying, "Uncle, dear uncle, Molly Bender I've slain. 'Twas not my intention fur to take her sweet life. I intended fur to marry and to make her my wife." His uncle stood at the window with his hair turning gray, saying, Jimmy, oh, don't run away. Your uncle has money, his bond he will pay, and the laws of this land will set you go free. On the day of Jimmy's trial, Molly's ghost did appear, saying, Jimmy, dear Jimmy, oh Jimmy, go clear. It was not your intention for to take my sweet life. You intended for to marry and to make me your wife. Molly Bender was a lady, now dead and gone, with her apron pinned around her, she was shot for a swan. Well, this one's one that my children all liked, and most people, but years ago when there wasn't anything to do for depression, sometimes people just laid in the bed and didn't have the will to live. But Mom was out by the side of her house washing on the wash tub singing this song, and a mule answered her on the hill over on the other side, and the woman that was sick laughed, and she got better. Old Thompson owned an old gray mule, and he rode him around in a cart. He loved that mule, and the mule loved him with all his mulish heart. When the rooster crowed, old Thompson knowed the day was gwine to break, and he'd comb that mule with the leg of a stool and rub him down with a rake. And that mule would go, ee-aw, 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 and rub him down with a rake. He fed that mule on old bootlegs and chunks of yellow clay, some shavings and some wooden pegs, that was his oats and hay. That mule would chaw with his iron jaw and a pair of rusty socks, and he'd wink his eye if he got some pie and a mouth chock full of rocks. And that mule would go, ee-aw, 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 and a mouth chock full of rocks. One day while roaming around the street, he found an old hoop skirt. He began at once to make a meal of old wire rust and dirt. That night he took an awful cramp that settled in his feet, and before the morn that mule had gone to walk on the golden street. And that mule would go, ee-aw, 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 and walk on the golden street. Well, my mother made a lot of little poems that I wish I could find, but one little line that she wrote was at the end of her poems, and it was true. She didn't live in vain, but this is what she said. If I make folks smile for a little while on this sin-cursed earth where there's little mirth, I will not have lived in vain. And she didn't live in vain.